everybody, and welcome to the 714 podcast. Today, it's a quarantine companion with Manny. Sam's up there too.
Yo.
How you guys doing, man?
I'm tired as fuck, man. It's one of those days where I just don't want to do a single fucking thing. Well, that's probably like every single day, you know? Just want to just be just chilling, video games.
Did you have work today?
Yeah, work's getting easier by the day, man.
Really?
Yeah.
And Isaac too, right?
Isaac too, man. Isaac's starting to make work feel like work. I'm just kind of, I know it's like tough to wake up early morning. Like we're waking up at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But so I understand how it's like stressful for him, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just money, man. I need money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to get more money, you know?
Yeah, like save some more up. Yeah. Manny, what are you doing? Manny just cut off a little bit, but what else is new? You guys
just chilling.
Hear about the UFOs?
For the internet.
Yeah, I was just watching a Twitch streamer. XQC, if you guys know who he is. Yeah, he's reacting to it. He's watching Fox News. Fox.
What did Fox say?
I don't fucking know. They were talking about the UFOs and shit, man. And yeah, they interviewed some Navy dude.
I know, because I think that, like they said that this one guy, one general or something in the military said that he saw a vehicle that doesn't look like it's made in this world, like that's not made on Earth, and now they're gonna release some files to the public. I don't know when, but they're gonna release it. I don't think it's gonna be much, but I don't know. What are your thoughts, Manny?
Well, I just think it's probably like some other advanced tech that some other country has. Rather than
I wonder if it could be some crazy old man who built like a fucking rocket ship.
There's so many rockets in the world, I swear.
Like it's pretty sad, but like a couple months ago, some old man literally built his own rocket and then died due to like a failed parachute.
Oh yeah, like that Daredevil guy.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking right. Like building your own rocket is
He was like stupid kind of, because he went in the rocket and he had a helmet and shit. Like it was a rocket that that was pretty much open, like, and he was just in it, so like the top of his body was outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it went up, and then I got the parachute didn't work, and it was like in the desert or something, and it went down. And you're not gonna survive that, so.
But still, even the idea of trying to build your own man-made rockets is doable, I guess. It's possible.
Yeah.
But UFOs, whatever. I would believe it.
Yeah, to me, I don't think, the government, like, putting out these files, to me, I think that they just want us to believe in UFOs more than anything. They don't, like, really care about like if it's an actual UFO. They might have built it themselves, like just claiming that it's from out of this world and like trying to scare the public and shit.
UFO just means unidentified flying object.
Alien. A lot of people get that misconception.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. So
mm-hmm.
What the hell?
No, but bigger news, fucking Logic is done from rapping, man.
I know, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But
and out of nowhere too. I didn't expect him to just have the album right
because
away.
Because his rapper fans only know that he does rap, and you know, and then his hardcore fans know that, you know, he's a nerd. He's like, he loves fucking gaming.
Yeah.
Have you seen his like house tour and shit?
Yeah.
Like he's on Rick and Morty. Like he just loves gaming and just nerdy stuff in general, right? So for example,
he was on Twitch streaming his album. I watched some of it.
Yeah, he made a whole he had a whole deal with Twitch actually.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he's gonna probably start gaming now, like even more, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That was the biggest thing. He mentioned some games that like I forgot what it was called, like Ghost of Tsushima or whatever. It's a samurai game for I think like PS4. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he mentioned that game, and that kind of puts a credibility stamp on his gaming records, because not everyone likes that style of genre, which is like it's like a fighting game. Mm-hmm. Not your typical fighting game like Mortal Kombat, but it's way more advanced and sophisticated. But when he mentioned that, I was like, oh, okay, you play those type of games. It's cool. Yeah. You're not like one of those generic, I play Fortnite, I play COD, I play CSGO.
Yeah, I mean, like granted, popular those are really popular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a very popular game too, but like, it's obviously exclusive to a certain gaming platform. Not everyone's going to play it on like PC, Xbox. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong, but I think it's only PS4.
But did you get a chance to listen to the album yet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was there for his album release, I guess.
Yeah. It was a pretty good album. Like I liked how it correlated with like his first album titled like Under Pressure, and then now it's No Pressure.
Yeah, he has some old lyrics in there, man.
Yeah. And then like Soul Food too, like some of the same beats a little bit too.
But like the actual, like he clarified, like it's the actual original beat, not something that he like remade or some shit. It was, he like paid for the license, I guess, or whatever. So yeah, it's like a legacy album, I guess. There's all his shits in it, man.
Yeah, it was a really good album. And then even like staying with music, we talked about the J. Cole two singles. Those were both brilliant as well. You know, like amazing lyricism as always. And then he like produces his own beats as well, which is also like incredible talent that he has. And just like the way he flows with the beat is incredible. Man, just changed his, like, what'd you change that to? His background.
Meiosis.
Oh, okay.
I think it's meiosis or mitosis. One of them. I don't know.
What music do you listen to, Manny?
I was into reggaeton.
Reggaeton? You don't listen to hip hop?
Not really.
Not really.
I listened to back in the day, like 2000s.
Yeah, yeah. That video you sent me, you know, like the one where they were playing at the funeral. Do you listen to that shit? Do you
listen? Bro, what the fuck was that, bro? What was that, man? Dude.
They were playing Banda at
Is that like a tribute to the dead? Like, what the heck?
No, usually.
Explain it to everyone. Explain it.
No, dude, it's just a random event. Usually we do what people normally do and mourn during the funeral. But that was just a random video I found.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason, because it looked like you when were at there.
Yeah, I thought it was you recording the video. That was just some random guy.
Yeah, dude, it was so... I don't fucking know. They were drinking. They were crying.
Yeah, there was this... dancing. Yeah, like... This one guy, he was crying with like he drank like a pack of beers. Like he's like lying on the casket, like crying and drinking. And then the rest of the people are playing music and like having a great time and shit. Like that's just weird. Is that what usually happens at like a Mexican funeral?
No, but that happens for Dia de los Muertos. We just celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned about that. Yeah. So celebrate the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just get some food, party a little bit, have some music.
You're going to a party like at 4 or 3, right?
Yeah, supposed to, but
yeah,
I don't know if we are, because my little cousin's going, so that means usually we go.
So like, what is it for?
One of my little cousins having a baptism party.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. They still allow that even with like the quarantine and Corona and shit. They still go.
Dude, nobody gives a fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's
they just like agree that if we get Corona, it's okay.
Literally no use of shit. Most people don't.
Yeah, like I was traveling,
man. Look at Florida, Texas.
Yeah, they don't
give two shits, man.
Yeah, I was in Texas now, like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, they don't really care at all. They wear masks, where it's required, you know, like going into stores and stuff. But other than that, they just go about life. Everything's open over there. Like they don't in California. They shut everything down for some reason again. Like everything back to square one. Like all the businesses, they're probably going to go out of business now because this is the second time that it's happened. And then how could you survive? Like all the small businesses, mom and pop shops that had to close, you know?
Well, like the ones at the Circle?
Yeah, like those, like the even... just like haircut places, nail places that don't even get business now because they had to close. And it's not even their fault. They might have been doing like really good before all this, and then they just had to close because it's the governor just like made a law now. Yeah. Did you guys travel anywhere so far?
No.
No need. I don't need a vacation.
Bro, I need a vacation. I'm going to go anywhere. It's to Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah, but my parents don't want to go because, like, I guess the U.S. won't allow you back or something if you get Corona.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you're, like, a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
They won't let you back?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Damn.
That's why our parents were kind of like, we want to go, but we can't really. So, and the healthcare system there is like different too. So,
yeah, a lot of countries stopped people from the U.S. from going there. Like they barred them. Like nobody can go to certain places in Europe. If you're going from the U.S., you can't go to some places like New Zealand. They're still not letting people in. You know?
Yep. And makes sense.
Yeah. And New Zealand now has like zero cases for like a month now. Like they're back to normal and shit because they didn't let anybody in.
Nice.
Pretty good. If we did that, dude, everybody would go crazy.
And how like now we have 4 million cases and California is now the number one. But. Yeah, that's
no,
crazy.
California's number one in cases? Really?
Yeah, out of all the states, yeah. Even past Florida, Texas.
Damn.
It's crazy.
We need a fact check on that, but that's crazy. Yeah.
That's what the news is reporting, but you know, you can't always trust the news too, but that's all. I mean, that's the information that I'm getting right now.
I think there was this one article where it was like saying that Florida, the CDC reported in Florida, there was like 10 times more COVID deaths than there actually were. It was like crazy high. And like there was only like a slim bit, like it was 2,000. And then instead of 2,000, it was like 20,000 COVID related deaths. Oh, but in reality, it was 2,000. I was like, what the fuck?
So
that's from the CDC.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really trust the media nowadays because they've just like lost the trust between the people. Like the CDC makes different claims than what the news makes and then they don't report it right. So now people are just like
fake
doing
news.
Their own. Yeah, like
fake news, K-Kona.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah. And then did you guys hear about the like vaccine news? They're gonna like, there was a deal made by the US government that they're giving this medical company like $2 billion to have the vaccine free for everyone. So when that vaccine does come out, then everyone could get it for free. Are you going to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Maybe. I want to see the results first.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the test trial where the motherfuckers die, you know?
I think they're testing right now and it's doing well, but usually it takes like 4 years, I'm pretty sure. And they're trying to do it in one, like to do all the trials. It usually takes like even more than that to get it out to the public, but they're trying to get it as quick as possible.
Right. Which now. Could be a risk. Yeah. Who knows?
Good. Yeah,
rushing things is never good.
Yeah. It's not good, but I mean, people are getting impatient, just staying at home and shit. Like that's not right. Like that's why, like it was fun for me to travel during this time, because it's, you know, on the plane going there weren't that many people, like flying in that plane, but on the plane going from Denver to Dallas, there it was like packed, like everybody was like on there, but luckily they had like masks required and everything, but there are definitely people traveling right now. It's not like that there's nobody on the flights.
Yeah, I would assume there's always like there's one person on each flight. It's pilot.
Yeah.
I doubt it. I mean, if there was no one on the flights, it wouldn't be airplanes still running.
But yeah, but right now there are definitely people flying. Like even in Dallas, I got like people, all the tourist spots that like I went to a rodeo and Fort Worth. Like, did you see that snap? Like there's like bulls riding and shit.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Like that shit was crazy. And it's like in a stadium. And it was like completely like they still let people in and everything. You just had to wear a mask like when you get in, but everybody took their mask off right when they got inside. Like they check your temperature and then they just take their masks off. And yeah, it was like a 1 hour event. And dude, it's fucking crazy what they do like at a rodeo, seeing it live.
Dude, they do that shit all the time in Spain. At least that's what I've heard.
They do like the running of the bulls shit though. That's like outside in the streets.
That would be fun.
You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
No, man, he would get a cramp in his thighs, man.
Uh-huh. Dude, that was because we were doing lunges with the weights. We should have just done regular lunges.
True. What is Sunday even? What are we doing tomorrow?
I'm going to go to his house and like just like lift. He has a barbell and weights.
Oh, yeah. I was already there, yeah. But we already planned the schedule. I just don't know which day it is, man.
For what?
Like what workout we're doing.
I don't know. But
I made a schedule. I just need to check. But yeah.
Yeah, well, sucks.
Can we go earlier, Manny? Can we go like six?
Six, huh? What?
Sam's coming like at 3, bro.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So are we doing the workout at 3 then?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
3.
Yeah.
Before, yeah, I just want to keep it consistent because you said 7, right? And I feel like 7, we all flake out, you know, we all just, no one goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because Isaac's probably fucking asleep and shit. And then Matt and
Evan.
What's his name? Yeah, Matt and Evan are working and shit. And they finish work at what, 6? Is that what you said? So yeah.
Yeah. I usually go to the gym at 3.
Wait, did the gym close again?
Yeah, it closed again.
Yeah.
The governor closed all the shit down.
It's because you guys weren't wearing masks in the gym, man. That's why.
I don't think there were that many cases due to the gyms, though, because they were cleaning, like, all the time. And they're, like, everybody was cleaning before and after. Like, they had the sprays and wiping all equipment down. And some people were wearing masks. Not everyone, but they had the AC going, like, full blast. So, but, and Colorado, I went to the gym when it closed. Like, it closed, I think, 2 weeks ago over here on Monday. And then at that time, I was in Colorado, and over there, it's still open right now. Even the gyms in Dallas, they're still open. Texas, even in Florida, like these states that don't really care that much, that leave it up to the people, I guess. You know, over here, the governor just, you know, closed everything down.
Mm-hmm. Real tough. I like to think of this: the faster we cooperate, the faster people can do whatever the fuck they want. You know?
Yeah. But how long will that take? Like, I don't think people are cooperating. Well,
yeah, because people don't have patience, man. They're thinking like 1 week is enough. Okay, after 1 week, let's go back to life being normal, you know?
Yeah. I remember in March, like, we thought it was going to be done by like May or June. Yeah, like
summertime, right?
Yeah, like,
not even close.
And now it's July. Still not, it's still going up. They said like the hot weather, they used to say hot weather would kill the virus, but you know, it's hot.
But not when 100 bodies are right next to each other at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, whatever.
And then even the protests and shit too that are happening, like in Portland. Did you hear about the federal agents that are being sent to Portland and other cities that where there are protests?
Oh, and then they're like, I've heard about the federal agencies, but I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're sending like military people to go and violently like stop the protests. They're sending military vehicles, military personnel in certain cities. I think Trump is ordering them to and trying to stop the protests somehow. I don't know. They're tear gassing people and shit. Like,
just let them happen.
I know they'll probably die down. Like, the protests aren't gonna last forever, but I guess Trump, he's just impatient. You know, now he's also like, he started back up like the meetings he used to have, you know, like he used to be on TV and talk about shit. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, now he wants people to wear masks.
He's like, this way didn't work. Let's do the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
If we close our borders, though, there'd be, like, so much, like, controversy on that.
No, other countries would be, like, amazing. Now people can come to our country. America can finally stay quarantined, man.
I'm talking about us, like the fucking people inside the U.S.
Yeah, I know. Right. No, if we close our borders, right, the other countries be like, all right, great. We weren't going to go to your country anyways. If we do, it's because we're sneaking in people. But other than that, we don't want to come over anytime soon, especially with your horrifying statistics.
Mm-hmm. The statistics, the crazy people. Everything.
Yeah, Florida, man. Mm-hmm. Florida, man. It's scary, man.
And even in, like, L.A., the homeless crisis has gotten even worse. Like, it's crazy how many homeless people there are now.
Well, yeah, because people are out of jobs.
Yeah. But now that, like, even in, like, the rich areas, like Venice and, like, those areas, like, even in the hills, you see... homeless people everywhere. Like, it's not a good time right now to be in LA.
Well, That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really do anything because right now the Fed's like printing out a shit ton of money to keep up.
Yeah, they're thinking about another stimulus package, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also going to be like billions of dollars. Like,
I feel about this. The Fed controls the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're printing a shit ton of it. Mm-hmm. That's how they're keeping up. They just keep printing money and money and money.
Yeah. Like, I heard that, or Elon Musk, I think, retweeted that the first stimulus package, if they, instead of like splitting it up to based on whoever gets like the income, instead of doing that and just giving it to every American citizen, everyone could have gotten $6,000. That's what he said. Instead of getting like 1,200, everyone could have gotten 6,000. But the way they split it up, it wasn't effective. So now they had to print even more money to keep up, like, or else so many more people will be homeless and not be able to pay shit. Cause like right now the renters, the landlords and shit, they stopped the payments, but how long could they last without money as well? They need to pay shit too.
Yeah, everything's just going like crazy right now.
Yeah, it's not that good, but you know, we just gotta keep going with it. All right, you guys want anything else to say?
I don't know, bro. You're the host. What are the topics?
That was it. Like, yeah, okay. I just wanted to talk about that kind of stuff, but
yeah. I'm so dead. I'm going to take a fucking nap after this.
Yeah.
And I suppose I'm supposed to be getting ready to go in a little bit. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll just wrap it up there. Pretty short episode this week. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I got shit energy right now, man.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Bad time to like. What happened to the other guy? You said Connor, man. Who the fuck's Connor?
Yeah, he got like I was supposed to record yesterday, but like 30 minutes before the podcast, he got like, he didn't quarantine. He traveled somewhere and didn't quarantine. So he has to fix all that.
Well, who's Connor?
I don't want to say his name and shit because like, I don't want people to know, but he'll be on. Huh?
Okay. What, he's some famous dude?
No.
Yeah, he's a famous guy.
He's not that famous. He's not really famous, but, you know, I don't want to,
an up-and-coming SoundCloud rapper?
No. But
he's a TikTok star?
No. But okay. He's going to be on.
He's your cousin?
Nope.
Okay.
But he's going to be on, like I said, and after he gets all of his shit fixed. So, yeah. All right, I guess we'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. See you guys later.